Security forces are on high alert in Port-au-Prince. Criticisms are growing over Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who has led Haiti since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse last year, for overstaying his mandate as interim leader.
Ariel Henry has no legitimacy to organize elections and no legitimacy to govern. The Haitian people cannot cope anymore with this current situation.
Though Henri counts on broad political support from the international community, he's sparked controversy for saying he has no plans to step down until the country holds new elections.
We must achieve good, nonpartisan elections without fraud and without handing out money or violence.
Opposition groups are vying for a shot at filling the power vacuum left after the Moïse assassination. One group, known as the Montana Accord, have elected their own interim president and say the current ruling government should be rendered unconstitutional.
I think that the Montana Agreement is the best that people, Haitian people, can have in their hands today, because after President Moïse's death, we did not have any way to have a constitutional way to succeed Mr. Moïse there.
Adding to the crisis created by Moïse's death last July, Haitians are still reeling from a devastating 7.2 magnitude earthquake in August, and most recently, heavy rains that have left thousands of homes underwater. While an investigation into who ordered the killing of Haiti's late president remains unresolved, crimes like kidnapping and extortion linked to worsening gang violence in the country's capital have only grown.
We are in an exceptional situation of institutionalized violence. Criminality has emerged in the country with kidnapping cases. That also means there are setbacks in regards to human rights in 2021. That is what we have verified. And one of the examples that we can put forward is the case of the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse.
Analysts warn the insecurity and crippling economic conditions that have plagued the Caribbean nation for years are likely to only worsen as this latest chapter in Haiti's political crisis drags on. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera.